Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with a light breeze. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, making it perfect for a stroll. Haifa is comfortably warm, with a touch of clouds in the sky. As we move into the evening, temperatures will remain mild, offering a pleasant night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, in the past week, the IDF has attacked around 310 Hezbollah targets, eliminating 80 militants in southern Lebanon and making more than 50 arrests in Judea and Samaria. Also, JNS reports that Israel is not included in the current Iran deal, though the final agreement will address missiles and proxies, said Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today. Also this hour, Times of Israel informs us that former President Trump has called off strikes on Iran, hinting that an agreement could be signed in Europe this weekend. Separately, from Forward, news of a Jewish nonprofit ceasing its training programs for preventing sexual abuse due to funding cuts, impacting advocacy for Israeli women affected by violence. And finally, Australian Jewish News highlights students from Heritage College leading a Holocaust memorial, with survivor Peter Gasper noting the hope it brings. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that leaders from Qatar, Pakistan, and the UAE called Trump yesterday, urging him to hold off on strikes against Iran as a deal seemed within reach. Al Arabiya English posted minutes ago that Egypt is encouraging the US and Iran to seize what it calls an available opportunity for a deal after Trump's decision to retract his strike threats. Ynet Global reports that Netanyahu revealed earlier today that Trump urged him to moderate Israel's military response to Iranian attacks, noting the importance of U.S. partnership. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operations, Walla reports that the Israeli military's offensive in southern Lebanon and Gaza has targeted key Hezbollah positions. The detentions in Judea and Samaria come amidst heightened security measures. These actions underscore Israel's intensified efforts to address regional threats. Turning to the Iran deal, JNS highlights Netanyahu's concern over being excluded from negotiations. The U.S. commitment to addressing missiles and proxies reflects ongoing diplomatic complexities. This potential agreement could alter regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, Times of Israel covers Trump's decision to halt military action on Iran. This follows international diplomatic interventions. The proposed European agreement could signal a shift towards negotiation rather than conflict. Separately, Forward's report on the Jewish nonprofit cessation points to broader funding challenges for advocacy groups. This development affects efforts to combat sexual violence and support victims, a significant concern post-October attacks. And finally, Australian Jewish News shares the impact of student-led Holocaust commemorations. Survivor Peter Gasper's optimism highlights the role of education in preserving history and fostering hope. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the resurgence of regional conflict has caused oil prices to surge and Asian indices to plummet. This volatility affects the global market, reflecting the conflict's economic ripple effects. Separately, Ynet Business notes that the ongoing Iran-Israel tensions have led to a fluctuation in the shekel, with the dollar nearing 3 shekels. This instability follows rare intervention from the Bank of Israel. And finally, CTEC reveals a clash within the Israeli government over Rafael's IPO plans. The defense company's situation highlights tensions surrounding Israel's defense industry and its future financial strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.